He's alongside Winnie Mandela, arms in the air.
The most famous political prisoner in history, Nelson Mandela, is finally free. I'm watching on TV and I am weeping. This is the beginning of the end of the brutal racist regime of apartheid in South Africa.
You were a non-person. You were non-white.
All through the night, you hear screaming, you hear gunshots, and that was apartheid.
I'm Sisonke Msimang. I was raised in the anti-apartheid movement. My father was a freedom fighter for Nelson Mandela's African National Congress.
They'll have to listen to the bullets to power.
But now I live in Australia, and I'm unraveling the story of how people here joined a global movement that stood up against racism and segregation on the other side of the world.
A demonstrator has run right through the play.
Using boycotts, sanctions, and something Aussies love, sport.
Whites-only teams, such a clear case of terrible discrimination. We thought that to the average Australian that would be despicable.
It's the story of a movement to fight racism overseas and at home.
There was a lot of anger and resentment that white people could see it in another country but couldn't see it right here in their own backyard.
It's also the story of how South Africans fought back against white supremacy.
It is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
There's deals done in the dark.
Someone knew someone who was selling very dodgy documents, but these documents worked.
And fallen heroes.
He was ashen, and I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Oh, Steve Biko's dead." If he'd lived, he would have been the leader of South Africa.
Right now, there's plenty that's wrong with the world. So join me. Be inspired by a story of how millions of people fought to change history and won.
All people were waiting for was for someone to kickstart a movement. And once it did, it got off the ground like a rock.
Boycott, the fight to end apartheid. Coming soon to ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.